Welcome back to the program. I'm Michael Cohen with producer Desi Simmons. The Michigan Strategic Fund is awarding $25 million to 8 organizations that will support entrepreneurs in launching and growing companies throughout the state. How exactly will the money be used, and how have entrepreneurs been doing in Michigan lately? To discuss that, I'm joined by the Michigan Economic Development Corporation's Senior Vice President of Entrepreneurship and Innovation, Martin Dober. Welcome to the program.
Hi, thanks for having me here.
Now, $25 million, that sounds like a lot of money. Will that be used as capital to help launch new businesses, or will it be used in less direct ways?
Well, it's for a variety of uses. We, a couple of months ago, released 2 solicitations through the MEDC's website for support for the entrepreneurial ecosystem throughout Michigan, and the 2 request for proposals that we issued were both supporting early stage capital for entrepreneurs, so companies that are just getting started and capital they can go into them at a pre-seed early stage level. And so we put out $13 million under that program. And then we also put out another $12 million in support services for entrepreneurs throughout the state. So that ranges from things like, companies getting either education or providing services that can help accelerate their company's specialized consulting services, going into business plan competitions, and a variety of other uses of that. So the $25 million, some of it's being deployed as actual capital that can go to companies, and other is for support services that are supporting those companies throughout the state.
What do you see as the typical mistakes that entrepreneurs make when they first attempt to start a business?
Well, so I was just in an event in Grand Rapids where we had a number of venture capitalists speaking to people starting companies, and a lot of that came up in that event. And so some of the mistakes that companies make is, first of all, you have to realize that you can't, when starting a company, you can't do it on your own. You really need a good network to help you. And a lot of, especially in technology fields, a lot of mistakes that are made are, a researcher is trying to develop a company around its particular technology and doesn't look to have the business resources in place or other skills to complement that researcher. So you need a broad network of people, and we have to reach out to a lot of different sources to get the resources you need to start a business. It's not done by just one individual.
And when it comes to the timeline, I mean, once a person has the idea of a business and what they want to do, how long does it typically take for them to actually get to the point that they can get that business started and get the money in place?
Well, it really depends on the nature of the business and the particular industry that they're operating in. There's companies that are in the information technology space that can launch companies really quickly by putting an app out on, that can be downloaded on an iPad that can, obtain commercial success really quickly. And then there's people that are developing technologies in fields like pharmaceutical, where it can take years and years and years before you get through clinical trials and can actually produce a product. So it really depends on the industry that you're operating in.
In Michigan, what's the general percentage of those who launch a new business that are still in business a year later?
I don't have an exact number for you there, but I wouldn't say it's indicative in Michigan, but nationwide, it's really hard to start a business. And, most entrepreneurs, when you start a business, you're not going to be successful the first time. And I think and this has been pointed out by the governor, who's a successful entrepreneur, I think what we lack in Michigan is the kind of the culture to accept mistake and do it again. So, and keep repeating and be persistent, because generally, you won't be successful the first time. And so people need to know that it takes multiple times, and each time you go through that, making mistakes is sometimes a good thing, because you can learn through those and do better the next time. So I think we need more of that kind of attitude in Michigan so that we are more successful in commercializing and creating in companies.
I'm talking to Martin Dober. He's the Senior Vice President of Entrepreneurship and Innovation at the Michigan Economic Development Corporation. Martin, with our high unemployment rate, high foreclosure rate, and general economic slump, how difficult is the current business environment for getting a new business started?
Well, it is. It's always difficult, regardless of the economic environment. For people to get out and start companies, they're taking a big risk, so it's always difficult to do. Now, a lot of times in environments like this, where there is an economic downturn, that sometimes ends up being the best time to start a company because, you may go through a career change and individually, you're placed in under some circumstances where, not relying on working for a long-term company that you can take some chances and do something different and redirect your life into a new field. So, and a lot of times with environments like this, even though it can be a lot, very painful for people, sometimes it's actually the best time to get out and start a company and do something when you're forced with these external circumstances.
So what business sectors are right now in Michigan most promising for those looking to start a new business?
Well, I think we've had, I focus mainly on technology sectors in Michigan. And so while there's certainly lifestyle sectors and other types of businesses that are promising, in the technology fields, Michigan has had a lot of success in growing companies in the clean tech space. That's one sector of the national economy that is outpacing many other sectors. So Michigan has a lot to offer in that space. We know how to build things better than, almost any other state in the nation, if not any other state. And so with all the engineering talent that we have, a lot of success Michigan has had is forming companies around advanced manufacturing methods. In the information technology space, we've had companies being formed there and also in life sciences. So a lot of different areas where Michigan has had success. And, regionally, it's different. So I would encourage people that are starting businesses to look at the resources that are available, not just in the entire state, but in your particular region, and the organizations that can support you. And usually those resources are tailored for, or can be tailored for certain types of industries. So I'd advise people to look for those resources in their areas.
And how does the $1 billion business tax break that was part of the new budget likely to impact entrepreneurs in their ability to get their business off the ground?
Well, I think for small companies, the biggest benefit is that, as a small company, and most businesses that get started are formed as LLCs, and those companies, LLCs, pay no business taxes under the new system. So it's really a big benefit for small companies because they avoid paying any kind of Michigan business tax, whatsoever. So that's a huge benefit because that's just another, companies can take those dollars and deploy them to, what really makes sense, like hiring people and getting their company operational.
Is there anything about Michigan right now other than that the tax break that makes it an optimal place to begin a new business as compared to other states in the region?
Well, I would say that I was just coming out of that event in Grand Rapids where there were a number of venture capitalists on a panel with me. And I talked through some of the resources that are available to companies and everything from business plan assistance to matching funds for companies going after federal grants to business plan competitions and early stage capital that can be invested in companies. And I talked through some of those and the venture capitalist sitting next to me is from a Boston-based venture capital firm that manages close to $1 billion. And he was really amazed by all that Michigan has to offer and made the comment to the audience that he frequently travels to California and throughout the United States, and it hasn't heard of any other state offering that kind of resources. So it's a complicated set of resources, though, and I would say that, you know, it takes a while to learn all of the resources that are available. So for companies that are getting started, it's important to get out there and network and make sure you understand all the resources that are available as you start your business.
Martin Dober, Senior Vice President of Entrepreneurship and Innovation at the Michigan Economic Development Corporation. Thank you very much for joining me, Martin.
Thanks for having me.
We'll be right back with more. I'm Michael Cohen. You're listening to 1320 WILS.